What do you, well, if a person has a sick feeling down here, or around here, you would say that he feels sick?
Yeah.
At, or...
The stomach.
What's that?
At the stomach. You hard of hearing?
Yes, I have a bad ear.
I thought you must have been as loud as I talk.
Right.
I don't talk loud much.
Okay.
I thought you would must have been. I've been watching you back then. I thought you was hard of hearing.
What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You know, you might say to a child, you better behave or the we'll get you.
Wild whooping.
What?
They say they'd whoop them.
Well, say, you know, you wanted to threaten them with somebody coming and carrying the little child away. You know, a bad thing that...
Young.
What?
Bad young.
Well, do you ever use anything like a boogeyman or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
No?
I just say whoop them.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet him?
I just go to the door, ask what he wants.
Well, would you...
when I say good morning.
Well, you say Happy New Year, but if it was Christmas, you'd say...
If I didn't know him, I would.
No, I mean, like, if you wanted to say something, like, if it was on New Year's Day, you'd say Happy New Year.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But if it was on Christmas, then what would you say if it was Christmas?
Well, I'd say that if I knew it. If I didn't know him, I wouldn't say.
Well, say you knew him.
Let's say instead of saying Happy New Year, you say that on New Year's Day to friends that you know who
mm-hmm.
come to your door.
That's right.
Well, what do you say to people on Christmas when they come to your door?
I'd say good morning. Christmas morning. Christmas morning.
You never say Merry Christmas?
No, I don't. I say Christmas.
All right. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
I don't go any place. I don't go
or
no.
anything that you have heavy to carry.
Heavy? I say it's heavy.
Well,
You say you didn't want to...
Let's say you didn't want to...
Lift it.
Okay. What do you call an animal that has a hard shell and lives in the water, and it can draw four legs and a head and tail completely inside its shell? What do you call that animal?
Turkey.
A what?
Turkey.
Okay. What do you call an animal like that that lives on land? The other one lives
Tongue.
In the... All right. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Good.
All right. You ever use any terms like hard-boiled chitlins?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the center part of an egg? The center of an
yellow.
Egg. All right. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breath.
All right. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
A what?
A small flat-bottomed craft with oars. You know, it has oars. You get inside it, and you take yourself across water on a lake.
It's a boat, but I ain't got to get in there.
Fine. What do you call the covering for a pillow? The thing
pillowcase.
All right. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty of beads. What do you call? You say, that's certainly a pretty...
Bead.
You ever
necklace.
Use,